no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Speak,
three,
fast.
The
radio.
The Sucker Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in. Even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Thousands of rural households and businesses across Zambia can now connect to electricity following the launch of the last mile subsidy, which has cut the connection fee to 300 kwacha from 4,846 kwacha. Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata has cautioned marketeers and bus drivers against engaging in unruly behavior in markets and bus stations. And in international news, Donald Trump has sparked a renewed disagreement with Denmark after appointing a special envoy to Greenland, the Arctic island he has said he would like to annex.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. Thousands of rural households and businesses across Zambia can now connect to electricity following the launch of the last mile subsidy, which has cut the connection fee to 300 kwacha from 4,846 kwacha. According to a joint statement issued by IREA and ZESCO Limited, the subsidy is intended to remove financial barriers and enable more Zambians to connect to the national grid. The initiative is part of a five-year $200 million United States dollar World Bank funded program backed by an additional $250 million United States dollars from the Zambian government aimed at expanding affordable reliability in rural and peri-urban areas. In its first phase, the program targets 100,000 new on-grid connections in 2026, with each province allocated 10,000 connections to ensure nationwide access. To qualify, applicants must be within 30 meters of an existing low voltage distribution pole. Women-headed households and female-owned businesses have especially been encouraged to apply in line with the program's inclusion goals.
977 News.
In other news, Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata has cautioned marketeers and bus drivers against engaging in unruly behavior in markets and bus stations. Speaking when she officiated the 2025 end-of-year New Soweto Marketeers Party, Ms. Muliata said law enforcement agencies have been directed to act firmly and professionally in dealing with violence, intimidation, and extortion in trading and support areas. She emphasized that police will deal decisively with perpetrators regardless of their political affiliation and urged genuine marketeers and transport operators to report individuals involved in criminal activities instead of shielding them. Muliata further directed councillors and ward development committees to ensure marketeers are empowered through access to government loans and grants aimed at improving their businesses and livelihoods. Meanwhile, Lusaka Town Clerk Liftery Ndaba noted that the removal of cadorism in markets and bus stations has significantly enhanced revenue collection for the city council.
977 News.
In other news, police in Livingstone Southern Province are pursuing a man who allegedly raped a 19-year-old woman at knife point in Zambezi Sawmills compound. The incident occurred on December 21st, 2025, around 05 hours, when the victim went to buy mangoes for resale at the market. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the case, identifying the suspect as Elvis Kalunga, who his age is unknown. Namalongo explained that the suspect produced a knife and threatened the woman, and that when she attempted to shout, he assaulted her by punching her in the face before dragging her into a nearby unoccupied house where he allegedly committed the act. He added that investigations into the matter are ongoing, with police working to apprehend the suspect.
977 News.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mitwa has acknowledged that the energy sector remains one of the country's major challenges, with load shedding being the most painful issue faced by citizens during the year. Mitwa says the recent improvements in power supply, including up to 10 hours of electricity, are largely due to power imports through Mozambique and the utilization of regional transmission infrastructure following high-level engagements by President Hakainde Hichilema with neighboring leaders. He has assured Zambians that the improved power supply is here to stay, with prospects for even more generation capacity coming on board. He further disclosed that government is accelerating investment in alternative energy sources, including solar and thermal power, citing progress at Mamba Calories Phase 2 thermal power plant, which is about 60% complete. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, in partnership with ZESCO Limited, says the last mile connection fee subsidy program under the Accelerating Sustainable and Cleaner Transformation in Zambia, Ascent Zambia, has officially commenced today. Ascent Zambia is a five-year program with a $200 million United States dollar World Bank-funded project, complementing the $250 million United States dollars government funding commitment. The program is aimed at accelerating universal access to affordable, reliable, and clean electricity across Zambia, particularly in rural and peri-urban areas. The last mile connection fee subsidy program targets 100,000 new on-grid connections in 2026. Under the program, households and businesses in rural areas requiring a standard single-phase connection will pay 300 kwacha instead of 4,846. This subsidy is intended to remove financial barriers and enable more Zambians to connect to the national grid. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Donald Trump has sparked a renewed disagreement with Denmark after appointing a special envoy to Greenland. The Arctic island has said he would like to annex. Trump announced on Sunday that Jeff Landry, the Republican governor of Louisiana, would become the U.S.'s special envoy to Greenland, a semi-autonomous part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Governor Landry said in a post on X, it was an honor to serve in a volunteer position to make Greenland a part of the U.S. Greenland's prime minister said the island must decide our own future and its territorial integrity must be respected. You're still listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, former England striker Wayne Rooney has held Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice. Former England striker Wayne Rooney has hailed Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice as a future captain of the Three Lions after watching the 26-year-old help the Gunners return to the top of the Premier League with a victory at Everton. Rooney, who captained England for 3 years from 2014 to 2017, was at the Hugh Dickinson Stadium to see Mikel Arteta's side secure a scrappy 1-2 win on a Saturday evening. Rice, who has won 72 caps at senior international level, has won the armband twice before in the absence of current skipper Harry Kane in a 2-2 draw with Belgium in March 2024 and a 3-2 win over Wales in October this year. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Thousands of rural households and businesses across Zambia can now connect to electricity following the launch of the last mile subsidy, which has cut the connection fee to 300 kwacha from 4,846 kwacha. Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Muliata has cautioned marketeers and bus drivers against engaging in unruly behavior in markets and bus stations. And in international news, Donald Trump has sparked a renewed disagreement with Denmark after appointing a special envoy to Greenland. The Arctic island has said he would like to annex. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.